Each fall, I kind of did this already, I didn't realize I did it twice, but here we go. Each fall we have a stewardship campaign and we encourage pledges. This year we're exploring this scripture up here. Where your treasure is, your heart will be. Well, why do we do this? Why do we have a stewardship campaign and pledge card Sunday? Well, we do it in order to have ministry. We need to be able to plan. You might not think I plan much because I'm always running after the next thing, but I actually do plan somewhat. When we talk about our treasures, meaning monetarily, time to volunteer, pray, and our talents, we get to know the resources available to do ministry. But we still need to plan. So we ask for pledges or promise notes from our congregation so that we can create a budget and make a more concrete plan given our promised resources. And as we look at the scripture for today, it sounds as though God really cares about us. We, all of us, are God's treasure. The lilies in the field are beautiful, yet God loves and cares for us even more than the flowers. We are so important to God. We are so important because we are able to share God's love. We are able to be God's hands and feet, care for people, care for the lilies in the field. And we are here to use our God-given gifts in our ministries. Just as the song said, God made something beautiful out of my life. So I'm wondering, who here is a worrywart? We got a couple in the choir. Worrywart, who's a worrywart? Who worries a lot? Who worries not at all? Who's somewhere in between? And so what are you worried about? Are you worried, as Vito said last week, we need new tenants in our office space in the church. Are you worried that we're not going to rent to great non-for-profit tenants? Are you worried about something else? Are you worried about money or your kids or the reliability of your car or the reliability of your spouse remaining clean? Are you worried about the earth, about what you're going to have for lunch today? Are you worried about your living situation? Are you worried about homework? Are you worried about staying sober? Are you worried how you're going to get home today safely? Well, God is always with us. And I'd like to read a part of the scripture today, but I'm going to read it from The Message. And I love this translation sometimes because it's so to the point and speaks more like American English of today. And so I'm going to read this, and it is Matthew 6, 30 through 34. So Dale just read part of this, but I'm going to read it out of The Message instead of the Common English Bible. If God gives such attention to the appearance of wildflowers, most of which are never seen, don't you think he'll attend to you, take pride in you, do his best for you? What I'm trying to do here is get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way he works fuss over these things, but you know both God and how he works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns are met. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. And don't get all worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. Wow, we're not supposed to be worrying, are we? So I would like to take a moment right now so that we don't forget and we don't get too worried to do this again. Our scripture says, don't worry. So let's give these worries up to God. This may mean that you need to sit in your spot right now and quietly pray. It might mean that you need to come up to the communion rail here and kneel and pray. It might mean you need to take a few deep breaths in and out and then speak it out loud or in your head. But what I'd like you to do right now is think about what you're worried about. Have a conversation with God. And then say, God, I give this worry up to you. And I'm going to be quiet for a few minutes while you do this. Whatever you're worried about, let it go. And as you're ready, come back into this space. Sometimes we're unsure of our God-given gifts, but we need to trust in God. Trust in life. The same is true of our pledges. We pledge with trust in and for future ministries after having a conversation with God. There is so much more to be done in this neighborhood, in this city, not to mention in this world. Together, with our gifts, our talents, and trust, we can accomplish much. Let the Spirit of the living God fall afresh on us so that together we can do this. We can create new ministries. We can never forget that we are God's treasure. Yet with this blessing comes responsibility. We are called to share God's love through our ministries. What an honor we have to be God's treasure and to let our worries go. Trust in whatever is to come next in our lives and open to the ministries that will come out of this faithful and loving congregation. Amen.